From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first meeting with a foreign leader, President Trump spoke the two nations' special relationship, and British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed, mentioning common economic interests.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
The British leader also spoke of the shared values between the UK and the US, pointedly saying the new president has pledged 100% support behind NATO. Mr. Trump also spoke to reporters of the U.S. relationship with the United Kingdom.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
When reporters questioned the leaders, there were queries about Mr. Trump's controversial stand on Mexico and Russia. When asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned telephone call later today with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump said it is very early to be talking about sanctions. Mr. Trump stressed he looks to have a great relationship with all countries, mentioning that this includes China. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement, but the latest remarks by Johnson could signal a possible major shift in policy by one of Washington's closest partners. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, where one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. The mayor of a Somali town near the border with Kenya has been killed in a deadly dawn attack by Al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Harari Null was killed inside a Kenyan military base after Al-Shabaab stormed the base. Null was one of three civilians killed in the attack, with two others being wounded. Greece's Supreme Court has rejected a request from Turkey for the extradition of eight servicemen who fled the country following the failed coup last summer. Henry Ridgewell is following the story.
The eight Turkish servicemen, three majors, three captains, and two sergeant majors, escaped Turkey in a helicopter July 16th, the day after the failed coup. They landed in northern Greece and immediately sought political asylum. Greece's Supreme Court said that their rights would likely be violated given the extensive crackdown following the coup attempt and rejected Ankara's extradition request. Their lawyer, Christos Milonopoulos, praised the decision. It was a great victory for European values, for Greek justice, he said. Turkey insists the men were involved in the coup attempt, which it claims was orchestrated by the US-based cleric Fethullah Gülen. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Friday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, remembering the 6 million Jews killed by German Nazis and their collaborators during the Holocaust, wiping out a third of the world's Jews. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
And it would be a dangerous error to think of the Holocaust as simply the result of the insanity of a group of criminal Nazis. On the contrary, the Holocaust was the culmination of millennia of hatred, scapegoating, and discrimination targeting the Jews, what we now call anti-Semitism.
Friday's UN-designated Holocaust Remembrance Day commemorates the date of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in 1945. Indonesia has quietly released a presidential decree addressing its roughly 14,000 refugees and asylum seekers who were previously overlooked in the country's laws. It is being hailed as a promising, if incomplete, first step to Indonesia, which is not a signatory to the UN 1951 convention relating to the status of refugees. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.